From the KRCC newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. Colorado has seen its first avalanche fatality of the season, KVNF's Laura Palmisano reports.
Officials say on Thursday afternoon, snowmobilers riding in the Ruby Range west of Crested Butte triggered the avalanche. The Colorado Avalanche Information Center says one of the riders was caught and buried on a day ranked considerable for danger. Marjorie Troutman is with the Crested Butte Police Department.
And unfortunately, as a result of that, one individual was trapped in the slide and later died as a result of his injuries.
She says 32-year-old Daniel Bradley Sethness, who went by Brad, was from Crested Butte.
In our small community, it does happen. Being out in the wilderness here, we do have some risks that many people don't necessarily encounter on a daily basis, you know, maybe living near a big city, but out here in the wilderness, we do experience it.
This is the state's first avalanche fatality of the 2015-2016 season. Last year in Colorado, three people died in avalanches. I'm Laura Palmisano.
Currently, the Colorado Avalanche Information Center lists moderate danger throughout much of the state's Rockies, which is one level higher than the low rating. The North San Juan and Gunnison regions are listed at one step greater than that, at considerable. The Air Force says maintenance errors by three airmen damaged a nuclear missile in its Colorado launch silo in 2014. The mistake cost the three their nuclear certification and triggered an accident investigation. For KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.